Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 464.
We're back in the studio in the comfy seats of Abbotsford.
I've got to say, I don't feel that comfortable.
Nah, mate, I've been thinking my back has absolutely been fucked for the last couple of weeks.
Mine's the reason that I'm uncomfortable is I don't wear light colours.
Do you honestly think the colour of your top changes the way you feel?
How fat you look, yeah.
Physiologically feeling within you.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Literally, remember I was away once and I had a massage and they did bamboo rolling and I'd had a bunch of bread and I literally physiologically felt like a piece of bread being kneaded by a baker.
It makes sense though, because all you do is you close your eyes, you can't see a bamboo stick, you can just think it's a bread roller.
Exactly. Not much difference, but the t-shirts, can you explain the t-shirts?
We are wearing these special t-shirts of Ben Fordham. So he was on a couple of episodes ago up in Sydney and fuck, I love Ben. Yep. And one of the things you pointed out is that he says that's crazy a lot. It's his catchphrase. You can't, I mean, he coined it. He says it, you know, multiple times a minute.
Well, I listened to him on Friday and I was texting with him and he was on 2GB and someone called in. He's like, oh, that's crazy.
I mean, we all have our own sort of crutch words and that's the one for him. But it's not even a crutch. I think it's great.
A catch cry. There's a difference.
Catch cry.
Catch cry versus catch phrase. I don't know what a catch cry is.
Mr. 97 can pull that up. Either way, we got t-shirts printed, Ben's face on them, hands out. The text on it is, that's crazy. And they look fucking great. And they're white, which is
the correct apostrophe and everything. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, mate. I was going to outsource the design work, but I ended up just doing it myself. Mm-hmm. YouTube, who would have thought?
And how did you double check if that's had an apostrophe or you just
I know it's that is crazy. That's crazy. I know. I don't even know how to explain.
No, it looks
But it looks good.
Yeah,
I chose the right font. Either way, they are white and that's why you're feeling a bit.
Yeah, I normally wear black.
You look good, dude.
Really?
Don't stress.
I asked you, I'm like, what do you think?
Yeah, they look great. It's a great top. I don't know what, like.
Yeah, no, I should have asked for anything more than that.
Yeah, it's great. They look great. So we got a bunch of them. And Ben Fordham, you will be receiving these very shortly in the mail. Yeah.
We got them rush printed. Which was great.
Oh, mate, I was on it. Just, we need these done. We need these out tomorrow.
Yeah. Mr. 97, you've posted a lot of shit in your life. So you said, so what happened? First of all, Sydney, we pre-recorded a bunch of episodes. So the way that we've worked out how we can do 7 days a week is if one of us wants to go away, so I went away for 3 days to Daylesford, we need to pre-record episodes.
Got
it doesn't make sense to pre-record here because it's like how do we go from the studio to the studio to the studio and be interesting?
Well, the problem with it is you do multiple shows in a row. You could actually just cut them together and make it one big show.
Yeah, exactly.
So we like external stimulus and going to Sydney, recording a heap of chats.
Yeah.
It was a fucking great idea.
So we did that. It was awesome. We've still got two episodes that are going to come out tomorrow on Wednesday.
Yep.
Hi Josh tomorrow and then Dan Illick on Wednesday. But we're very excited because one of the things that having it pre-recorded and having Ben's episode done in the can, that's crazy. We're like, we can actually have a t-shirt to him for Friday.
Imagine the episode comes out and he's got the That's Crazy t-shirt.
But the thing is,
perfect timing.
I'm obsessed with screen printing and you convinced me. It's like, mate, if we want to get this done, we'll go digital printing.
I have to screen printing a lot of companies, like minimums, like 7 days. That would be quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Old mate at While You Sleep Is Done t-shirts for me the next day, but that's pulling massive favours. And that is crazy. So but these were done by the guys at Universal Tickets.
Yeah. Anyway.
Unitix.
Is it called Universal Ticks?
Yeah, that's the company name.
Unitix.
Unitix.com.au.
If you're looking up their ABN, Universal Ticks, if you want to buy something from them, Unitix. But anyway, it's one of those things that you sent me a video, which was awesome because I was away of Mr. 97 getting the t-shirt and you're like, oh, that's crazy and trying on. And he was putting up against him and like, I'm so glad that this is happening. Anyway, on Friday, I actually couldn't even contain myself because I'm like, okay, if we sent it Wednesday, very latest will be Friday. And so I I texted Ben. I said, mate, have you got any t-shirts in the mail by any chance? He's like, nah, mate, but I'm excited. Like, that's crazy. And then I brought it to you and I said, oh, man, he hasn't got like that fucking Oz post. Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think that Express Post would get there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it's the standard. So where did it go wrong, 97? What happened?
I used regular post.
Yeah.
I mean, why? This is what happens when you're stuck in tight-ass mindset. Yeah. You're constantly thinking about the dollar.
Was it were you trying to save money?
No, I was thinking about it on the weekend. I couldn't figure out why I used regular.
Yeah. But you even said, oh, you can't. You've got to do the other one online or something. I was like,
what? I don't know what I was. There was... you can get it like a same day turnaround, but only if you buy online.
Right.
So that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. And so the
yellow bag or the red bag.
So
No. The funny thing is the lady even asked me, do you want to send this express?
That's not
funny.
And
you said, no way, no bloody way.
And I was like, no, it should be fine.
Should be fine.
You need a tattoo on your arm that says should be fine.
And always express. We need to give you a note next time. I was actually
so Ben hasn't got them, so hopefully today, once this episode comes out.
Long tail.
Long
tail. No. No. Old.
He will have them. Either way, it's crazy.
The thing on notes, like the idea of giving him a note to take to Oz Post of exactly what we want, so he has to just give it to them.
Yeah.
It got me just thinking then about when I was a kid. I don't know if this ever happened to you, but when the teachers would send a note to another teacher and they would write it in joint handwriting.
Really?
And as kids, I couldn't read it. If it was joint handwriting, it's like, are these even
cursive,
words?
Yeah, cursive, yeah, yeah.
And so, I just remember that and it made me think about, I must have been the dumbest one in class because they would always send me. And I always thought it was an important job, but it was because I couldn't fucking read the writing.
I mean, I can't even remember taking that much notice. But no, you were being asked. So
do you ever remember
sense.
That?
Never.
Like the teacher would be like, oh, can you give this to Mrs. G? And it would be a note about like, oh, I don't know what they'll be saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't.
Tommy shit his pants or something.
You'll never know.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember that. It all has come out in the wash. We'll get there with these t-shirts. They will get to Sydney. But I've moved into a new house. And I feel like I've only just had a weekend where I've had some enjoyment of being living suburban life.
It was, it was magical watching it on Instagram.
What were you watching? What stood out?
You with your rig out.
Really?
Just burrowing some toast.
See, that was Amy. Amy was, that was on her Instagram.
Did she say, hey, she's like, oh, was there a conversation about your rig when it was getting posted?
No. Nah.
Did she say, oh, you look good?
No, not at all.
Or like,
I saw her with the camera and I was like, oh, you film it? Oh, whatever. Buttering my toast. It's not the leanest thing you could be doing.
No, that's fine. You looked good.
Thanks, mate.
I was trying to sneak to see if I could see your belly button, but your hands were covering it.
What are you going to see if you see my belly button?
I don't know.
You know, there's like some people have like severe anxiety or severe sort of like...
About their belly button?
Finger going in their belly button.
Bree's like, very funny about, like, and for whatever reason, when you find that out about someone,
mate,
you just want to fucking touch the belly button.
You want to fill that orifice with this finger.
Yeah, exactly. And so, she hates that. She almost goes into a spasm.
Yeah. I think,
you're looking
candy,
at mine.
Candy,
did you
want- I wouldn't mind. Can I get a little, I mean, Ash Williams went for the full grab up in Sydney in the Overlow Hotel room. It all went down.
You have to watch the video.
I did that. We filled the spa. So the spa, I'm actually big on this. I think you need something like this in your life where you need to care for it.
A spa?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to have a kid. You
we
don't
have
want
plants.
Children. I mean, you don't. Do you care for them? Do you water them?
I had to, yeah.
Yeah, but do you water them without being told?
No,
like, do you understand the process?
No.
So that's what you need to get into.
The
spa is a full-blown process.
But I just feel like what ends up happening is there's big portions of it not being ideal, and then you'll have to put a heap of chemical in it to, you know, clean it up.
Oh, no. Well, if you keep it consistent.
Do you think you'll have a – will I be able to
– I got the full pH test kit checking the algae levels.
Do you think there'd be an issue – would you have an issue of me going into your spa with my tone?
He's just shown me a photo of his toenail completely ripped. You can pull it away. I've seen it. It's disgusting.
Do you reckon my lack of toenail would affect the pH level of the spa? It'd be warm. You know what I mean?
It's not going to change the pH level. Either way, I've got all of the equipment, all of the products to make it
a
clean
cost?
Spa. It was a $200 starter kit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I moved into this place, it was one of the draw cards, having a spa in a corner, like full glassed off area. It's like I always wanted one as a kid, never got one. Always wanted a pool, never got one. Thanks, Mum and Dad. I got one now. Spa, you're not welcome. No, you can come over. But you can use it. Once. But, so you pay. When I moved in, I went and opened up the hood and I was like, oh, there's fucking water in here. This is disgusting. Then I opened up the down the bottom thing where you're seeing all the motors, not the motors, the pumps and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no pumps in here. There's no bloody thing to press the, you know, heat to go up or the pumps to turn on. And so I called.
Can I guess? Was it on a wall or something?
No, it wasn't even there. They weren't even in there. I worked it out because the spa man came yesterday, Michael. Thanks, Michael. And he comes over and he's got so much stuff. I'm like, no wonder I thought this thing wasn't working because he bought over two pumps, a thing that you put in to, you know, the control panel. He brought new bloody electrical plugs. And so I had to call the real estate agent to chase up where's my spa at? Where's
my key? You didn't even have a key.
Oh,
to the
my
front
God.
Door.
This is
what
another
ended up
thing.
Happening with the key?
There was a lockbox on our front door. And I was like, what is this lockbox? It's like on our wire security door.
Mm-hmm. Almost
and
like
I
an
shook
Airbnb.
It, and I shook it and it was like, there's a key in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this to the real estate agent. I said, there is a lockbox on here. Can you get that off? She said, oh, that was the old real estate agents when they sold the property. It's still on there. So they've got the key. We don't have the key.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so you're telling me that there's a lockbox on my front door with my front door key inside of it so someone can get into our house. Oh, did she move quick? I didn't think anyone had, because there'd been tenants in there before and no one had pitched it like someone else has access to our house that's not us and you. And then you know what I mean?
I was going to say, how is someone going to get into a lockbox?
But you the just other real estate any, agent could just
so they've
come
never changed the key.
They never changed the key. So I forgot about it after that conversation because she said she would chase it up. We get this fucking envelope in our letterbox and inside it is another real estate agent. It's like their pamphlet and open it up. There's a key taped to it.
Mm. What did the pamphlet look like?
It was just like, it didn't have any writing. It could be something you could say, welcome to the property. Okay, yeah, thanks so much for being, you know, blah, blah, blah. But there was nothing written on it other than this guy stapled his card on there. And so I've got this thing and I checked it on the front door and sure enough, it's the front door key. And so in that box was the front door key.
And it's gone.
And now the thing's gone. The lockbox is gone
so
and I got the key back.
So when you weren't home, someone's gone
exactly,
and taken
dude.
The box off? Is that
this
what's
is
happened?
Why, this is why you should change your locks every time
this
you move
into our house.
This
is why security cameras are great.
Yeah.
Just being able to constantly see.
Either way, I had to, I mean, this is, my, you know how I feel about property managers, real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
I had to follow up the spa guide directly. I just looked it up on Google because this woman said, oh, the spa person will be calling. So I called the spa guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, yeah, no, I know the property. I'll come out Sunday. Yeah, sure. Anyway, it's up. I got my spa kit. This morning, it was at 38 degrees. I lifted up the hood. And it was just steaming.
Oh, that's good.
And I put in the final sanitizing liquid, 350 mils. And tonight it'll be ready for our first spa.
How did you empty the spa?
No. You just left that water in there.
Oh, really?
It was like a bit murky. Not bad. But then you fill it with a 1,000 litres. So there's a lot of extra water in there. And then the chemicals.
Okay.
Trust me, dude. I was watching TikTok. If you think your business is too good for TikTok, think again. I was watching a pool company using TikTok and it was just this guy who has a pool company putting chemicals into this brown-coloured pool and I was like, wait for tomorrow. You'll come back and see. It'll start to become more clear.
Yeah.
Mate, I was hooked.
But those things are a joke.
I came back tomorrow and I saw the pool was like almost clean. And then the next day, clean. And he got it pristine. He got it fucking crystal clear just using chemicals.
But you know there's a whole thing on TikTok where people are doing that where it's like you put like a glass of, you know, you put a bit of Coke and then you add some water and then you put it into your oven or whatever and then you come back and it's like...
What is it?
Frozen or whatever, like dumb shit like that.
No, I think this is real. Like I've been on YouTube watching pools fill up. Like I've watched a time lapse of pools filling up. There's actually a big niche for pool fills, pool fillers.
Actually, that would be fun. Recently, were you literally doing this when you found out that you had the spa?
No, while I was in the house, I was watching the cleaning thing, but it just came into my feed. So I'm sort of big on it. Yeah. But then I said to the guy, "Isn't this like dirty?" He's like, "No, it's all fine. Chemicals."
I was thinking about that when we were in Dalesford. They've got that like a lake or whatever,
and
lake
they've Dalesford,
got
yeah.
yeah. They've also got like where water goes. I think you can drink. Yeah, you can drink and stuff. And I was looking
different. They're not attached.
It's very close. It's next to it.
Oh, okay, maybe it's a different one.
But anyway, I saw this thing. There's this thing that's near the lake where you can actually drink out of a tap.
It's like a got pump.
Minerals
it's a pump.
And stuff.
You can so it's pulling water up from in the ground.
But then it got me thinking.
Spring. It's a spring.
Yeah. How dirty. Like if you look at the water and then you see it going like over the concrete or whatever or like the whatever that I'm doing like this sort of motion at the moment as it's going down some stairs. You look at it, there's some like algae, there's all shit. Like
it's fine though.
How disgusting are our pipes internally, do you think?
Not bad. Watch the Bill Gates documentary on Netflix. It's just come out. I think two or three part.
Three parts.
So fucking good. About so water. Good. Well, he's a guy that didn't want to tackle the water problem because if you don't tackle the sanitary issues in countries, the water problem will always exist because that's you might have some fresh drinking water.
But if you're shitting over
the at the side, bloody stream where the drinking water – and so you – anyway, it's amazing seeing how bad it is overseas. Mm-hmm. And so this that water up there is fine.
Yeah.
Like you just boil it up. The thing is it's – I mean you could get sick or you – I don't know. But I don't think they could have – like
– But no, I'm just thinking about generally like how we get our water to our homes. Those pipes aren't all crystal clear.
But they've got fluoride and there's other – so there's like treatment plants. Watch this documentary. They they take the like toilet water – like you can make clean water out of some pretty horrible stuff. Like there is drink bottles now that you can fill up.
With sand. They've had the sand and shit
it's
in it.
A bit more heavy duty than sand. But there's like you can drop like a – almost looks like a Barocca tablet into some fucking disgusting water from a – yeah, and it filters it and kills any of the bacteria. Like if you're going on big hikes, big treks, there is – look up a product, Mr. 97. Is there like a tablets to purify water?
Yeah, yeah, there are. You can get them at like Kathmandu and Anaconda and stuff.
You can?
Yeah, yeah, but you can get like little filters that go on the top of your water bottle so you can just put your water bottle in like a river or whatever or in dirty water and then it filters through – the little cap at the top, and you can just drink it straight through it.
We should play a game who shits themselves first. Yarra River water.
Yeah, Yarra wouldn't be great.
Or Dalesford Lake, Albert Park Lake.
talking about like rivers and stuff and streams, I heard I was listening to the Rich Roll podcast. He's got like a guru dude that he has on, like a big beard. He does like a musical performance on an acoustic guitar at the
is
end.
Is he a self-proclaimed guru? Like,
nah,
what is he?
Nah, I reckon your mum would know him.
Can you look him up? Mr. 97?
Just type in Rich Roll Guru.
Guru.
But anyway, he said something which I think is pretty profound.
I mean, gurus. Yeah. That's his job, dude. Yeah. Say profound shit.
You are the river.
Okay.
And so the point is that, you know, like you think about if you found a photo, I feel like you found a photo of him or something.
No, Guru Singh.
His name, first name Guru, second name Singh.
I think he's Guru Frog. Frog Guru.
Guru Frog.
He was described
as... Was it posted 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guru Singh on consciousness, big beard.
S-I-N-G-H.
Yeah.
Singh.
Yeah.
Singh.
Got big white teeth.
He's a Hollywood guru.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely Californian. Sort
What's
of
amazing
like.
About a lot of these, like Buddhist, not Buddhist gurus, but a whole bunch of these Indian gurus go to LA. Like, there's a big congregation. There's like the Self-Realization Fellowship. My mum is going over in 2020.
Oh, cool.
To LA to spend some time over there.
Could we do some podcasts from there,
mate? We could. But
what's it called?
But they're Hollywood gurus.
What's it called?
SRF Foundation, Self-Realization mm-hmm. Foundation. SRF, we yeah, could Self-Realization Foundation.
We could do a week, Self-Realization Week. But anyway, yeah. the river thing, the you could just listen to his podcast, but mm-hmm. I'll also do a Gronk version of it.
Be the river.
Be the river. So normally you can be like a bubble within the river, and that's how normally a lot of us live our lives. And we're,
and you're the – there's a kid in the river. He's just farted and you're yeah, that
exactly.
bubble.
Exactly. And so there's
– Little Dale.
You're a little Dale. But there, it's just – it's moving around. It's going down. It's getting knocked around, all that sort of mm-hmm. thing, to going to a destination. The thing about being the river and we are the river is that we are at the beginning – and at the destination at the same time.
Mm. Yeah, I really like that. And so what did you take from it?
Like just that, basically. Like
the, you're the beginning and the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, so well, it's like, just like I'm here. Now, I'm
yeah,
present.
Here.
I'm
not yeah, that's like, what it's getting at.
I'm present right now. I'm not going to a destination. Mm. I am currently in the present moment. I'm at the beginning, I'm at the middle, and I'm at the end. I am the river.
Mm.
There you go. It's pretty deep for a Monday, isn't it?
But what did you like about it? Did you?
Because it's got a point. I never thought about it.
That how do you relate it to your life?
Oh, well, just like you can be reactionary. You can be just moving along. And we always say like, oh, you know, got to go upstream. Got to be against, you know, you can't just follow the status quo and just be taken by the stream.
Mm.
But what about if you are the stream? What about if you're the river? It's pretty arrogant. Do you think?
Yeah. And apply a huge yeah. beard and a guitar. Well,
yeah. There's exuding arrogance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty funny. But yeah, no, so.
Be like water. That's Bruce Lee.
No, but you don't want to be like water. You want to be like the river. You want to be the whole thing. You're not just the water. Mm. You're the whole thing, which is exciting. So mm. that's what I've been thinking
How
about,
are you going to apply that in your life?
I don't know. Mention it on the podcast once. I've done it. You've got Michelle Timms living across the road from you. Can you talk about that or no?
I don't know. Now you've mentioned
it's
it.
It's really exciting.
She's probably going to listen because we were talking last night.
Well, I said to her,
well, I don't know. I don't know these people.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle,
it's Josh Jansen from Dandenong Basketball Stadium. You trained me in basketball about 20 years ago.
Have you got the photo?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We could post it.
So
we had the same hair. She has bleached hair. We had the same hair.
Mr. 97 is
yeah,
twin.
Yeah.
So, no. So I'm loving playing basketball.
Were you playing basketball
so
with
I've
her?
Nearly been th- I've nearly Amy said, I'm throwing out your flat basketball. I had a flat basketball in the cupboard. It
indoor,
was once
outdoor.
Pumped.
Hashtag once pumped, your memoir.
It's all it takes. Anyway, I had a flat basketball that I used to play in Shepparton mm-hmm. outdoors. And
outdoor basketballs are shit. They hurt my hands.
Oh, I couldn't even tell you the difference. It was just a fucking good basketball. No, it's a good one. Spalding or whatever it is.
No, so I mean, Moulton's a good basketball.
Yeah, it's Moulton, not the soft. You're a guy who loves a soft.
Yeah, like a leathery.
But that soft is, leather.
I feel like you've been. Did you see David Goggins' Instagram post?
No,
is
I
that
didn't.
Why?
No, I didn't.
I was literally he's just talking about it. We're all soft, and that's why he's going to win. Anyway,
it's probably true.
But no.
Yeah, anyway,
no, a good leather basketball because when
I
was
definitely not a leather one. It's definitely it's just
Spalding. I don't think I wouldn't
20 bucks. All right, fucking let's not get bogged down in the basketball branding details.
Well, when I was a court announcer, I had to say Moulton is the official game ball of the Big V and ABA.
Like that. It is a six, mm-hmm. so it's one that's used
size?
In female league. Seven is the male. Couldn't tell you the difference, mate. It just feels like a basketball, looks like one too, mm-hmm. and I can shoot it. Anyway, got it pumped back up and out the front in our little, you know, little housing area, there's this epic basketball ring. It's like almost full size.
Housing area being?
Townhouse.
Oh, because you're in
I'm in like a townhouse unit area.
And so you, are there communal areas?
Oh, it's just a main entrance where all the cars go in.
Do you think you're allowed to use the basketball ring?
Definitely. Dude, I'm so happy about where we live. The community is amazing.
But
it's like,
is it? And do you think it's Michelle's actual basketball ring?
No, so the kid next door, Liam, absolute legend. We've talking all the time.
Have you started doing a Ben Fordham?
Paying okay, him. Yeah, no, dude. He's old. He's like 23 or something.
Okay.
Anyway. They grew up there and so did Michelle and her kid. And so there's a basketball ring and people are playing on it. And I've just started playing on it. Didn't ask, but it seems like it's okay. Everyone's like, yeah. And then I was playing with Liam, and then last night shooting with a little bit with Michelle. Anyhow, I've been playing, and there's this, it's got like a metal ring, so you really get that, like a real, if you're just doing nothing but net like I do.
Is there a net on it?
No, there's a net. That's what I'm saying. Did I say ring?
Yeah. So there's a metal ring. Do you mean metal net?
Metal net. So you know how sometimes. Yeah.
It sounds good.
The best was when Amy said, nothing but net, and threw it. She got halfway to the ring. Anyway, I was pretty shit when I first started again. But
is it the proper height?
It would be almost.
Could you dunk it?
I couldn't. No chance. I could maybe touch it. It's really high. Much higher than most schools that you jump the fence and play at. Anyway, I saw something, you know, sort of a photo with her on it in her garage.
Like memorabilia.
Yeah, it's like memorabilia. It looked fucking sick. And I was like, oh, cool. You play sport? She's like, yeah, used to. Nothing much. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then my brother came over.
Yeah.
My brother was saying, oh, is that your basketball? Asking all the questions. Are you allowed to? Is that, you know, can you play out there?
I think it's fair. I don't know if I want to see the property, but I can't imagine a communal basketball ring going up in that sort of setup.
The only problem with the communal basketball ring is when Bodie's trying to have a nap and someone's shooting hoops.
Well, it's not communal. It's your neighbours.
It's the neighbours. Yeah. Anyway, and my brother said, I think you used to play sport, and I mentioned Michelle, and then I mentioned, I saw Tim's. He's like, Tim's? I was like, yeah. He's like, holy shit, she's like one of the best Australian female basketball players ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh.
And she trained me, coached me.
And then I told Josh, and he's like, oh, I've got a photo with her.
Yeah.
She's the Andrew Gaze of female basketball. Yeah, Andrew Gaze was my hero for quite a while.
Yeah, Michelle Timms is massive. I would get like, I definitely have a photo with her.
That's awesome. And so anyway, shooting hoops. I told her though that I looked her up on YouTube.
Oh, really?
What'd she said, say? Oh, that's a bit weird.
Oh, really?
And then she said, I'll look you up. I said, you can. And I was wearing the Daily Talk Show hoodie. I said, just type the Daily Talk Show. We get a podcast.
Could you give her a hoodie and you get some shots of her getting
mate,
a swish?
Mate, ease it in. I've been there for 2 weeks.
No, but it's just like as the token of our appreciation, here's a hoodie. And now can you just get to a swish? Could she done? No, she. I remember she was always I think she was point guard. Maybe she was a bit shorter in regards to basketball players. So that was probably one of the other reasons. It's not like she's 6'4". Well,
she's no
your
Shaq versus Steph Curry.
Probably like 6 foot. Like,
no. Smaller.
Okay.
I mean, basketball players tend to be huge. Yeah. So if you're a small basketball player, you're amazing.
Yeah.
To be able to be in that. So there's some small people that can dunk as well.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. Anyway, so it's that crazy. Was that. Now that's crazy.
That's good fun.
I'll just finish off for the episode. We got a few emails, slid through the keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Julia, she's said, hi, boys. I think I live in the same area as Mr. 97. I often see him walking en route to work. However, seeing him the other afternoon, either Tuesday or Wednesday last week, I can't completely recall, was extra unusual as I just had listened to the episode in which Tommy stated you'll be in Sydney for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram stories still point to you being in Sydney, so I'm extra confused. Have you done a sneaky pre-record and I've caught you out? Honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. Even gronks like you need a holiday. Listen to each new podcast brings all the questions back up again, so I hope you don't mind that the curiosity got the better of me and I had to ask. Side note, loving all the guests this week. Potential gronk move, boys, but love your work. P.S. That hair of Mr. 97's can be spotted from a mile away.
Yes, you're right. We did pre-record.
Yeah.
But the other thing, we've got a huge audience in that area.
Where?
I think in sort of Baldwin,
Doncaster.
I was thinking maybe we could do a live show at some point at Doncaster, Westfield, at Shoppo.
What's Shoppo?
Shoppo's Doncaster.
Oh, is that what you call it? Shoppo.
That's what
The only problem is we would have to deal with vicinity centres. They own Westfields. They're across the board. They're the management company of most of Westfield shopping centres.
Are you sure?
100%.
I've just gone completely blank. I thought that because they have
Westfield.
Chadston.
Westfield.
I don't think so.
No.
Westfield
no?
Group.
No. Vicinity is Chadston, all the other ones that aren't Westfield.
Eastland? That's not
Westfield. That's not Westfield.
Yeah. Okay, so this so they're not joined.
No.
Yeah, maybe there's a great management
so we
team.
Could do, so we could do.
Could be really easy.
And so I think that could be fun. Yeah. Or we could even do it at that creek that Jem was
talking
about.
The Kunung Trail Creek.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'd have to
drink
bring,
water from the creek.
You'd have to bring marquees. I was down at Kunung Creek with Bodie cruising. But,
what do you think? Because even Bree and I, even though we live in Collingwood, we go out that way. Like we were there on Sunday
there.
Getting eggs.
The place you could get for the cost of your two-bedroom. You just have to drive, though. That's what you don't want. I get it. Lovely. It's so nice.
The fruit shop's great. What is it called?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
K's?
What's the fruit shop called that we go to? The one that's got eggs?
Faze.
No,
Brina.
Faze Fruit.
Viva La Fruit.
Viva La Fruit.
Yeah. Oh, I found another one in Macedon Square. Oh,
that's not the one that you...
Is that not the one? No, Faze Fruit?
No.
Faze Fruit and Veg, mate.
So we've been going to different ones.
$7 for two dozen.
Oh, great.
It's fucking sick.
What do we pay?
It's about the same.
$7.
Yeah, about $7.
For $3.50 for
24 eggs.
It's great.
They do mango, dried mango.
Oh, that's naughty.
It's real naughty. I didn't have it because that's like, but.
Because why?
Well, because it's naughty. But
because
Matt Diavella's episode on calories.
Oh, yeah.
That was good, wasn't it?
Real good.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, him just running down with a donut in his mouth. Yeah,
counting calorie. He counted every calorie for a month.
It makes so much sense. I've been having salads.
Good.
I've realized that what I like about salads is it, ever since we were at that pizza place in Sydney.
Mm. And the rule that I got off my mate Tommy D, which is when you order pizza, get a salad on the side. Whereas I went to the same restaurant with you a year and a half before,
chippies?
And you ordered a pizza and hot chips.
Yeah.
And
which goes better? I don't know.
Salad, because the pizza's already like, it fills your guts. It's like a whole lot of carbs.
Yeah. But anyway, so
but
the-
it's yummy, the chippies.
But it had pear in it?
Yeah, it's
the salad.
It's a rocket, pear, parmesan salad. It's like a-
balsamic vinegar.
Yeah. Traditional Ital.
And so Brie and I bought herbs. We got mint, dill.
For a salad?
Yeah. Give me a sec. It was another one. What's another big salad? Basil.
Sure. I mean, these are
coriander,
herbs.
What parsley. Do you,
and so what I did is we got, because the best salads are herbed salads.
Are they?
Yes. And so we got like a rocket mix.
What does that mean?
And so we got all like, Brie was telling me that she couldn't find rocket on its own at Coles because we got that before we went to the fruit shop. But we got like a mix and then we put herbs and then we cut some pear up. Mm. We put that in and then we had a mustard dressing. It was very good.
Sounds good.
And actually, I may have taken a photo, but my point is that it was a lot like salads are in.
Good.
Look at this.
Oh, that's nice.
I had some, I didn't put it on Insta, but I also put some cheese on top and stuff. It was really good.
Oh, he's just showing me your food. I think we're going to wrap this up. Anyway, we're back in the building. We're back in Melbourne. But, and if there's ever episodes going on for like a full week from another place, to be honest, that's the dream. If we could be in Sydney for 7 days, Sydney for 7 days, living at the Overlo Hotel, that would be my dream.
Yeah.
Just each episode is done per day. I'd love that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes a few gronks need a little rest and Josh had to
Well, it was also, we did fucking 9 episodes in a couple of days. It was intense.
In 2 days. Yeah.
And so we've got in the works an LA trip. And when we do LA, we'll do something similar, but we'll probably we'll be there for like 7 days and we'll do maybe like 3 shows a day.
21 shows.
So 21 shows, and then we'll be able to take a little break there. But it feels like a good way of when we go away, we can have some of the best shows because of all the guests.
Oh, yeah. They're fun. They're fun. They're, you know, we're out in the world.
Any other admin 97, anything you wanted to bring up?
We got a review.
Oh, great.
A few reviews. Everyday Delight. This is from Alex Jade _Austin from Apple Podcasts. It's so nice to have something to look forward to every day. Thanks, guys. Another one from Homer Simpson. Legends.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I reckon that's probably Radio Mike. He loves.
Oh, yeah, true.
He loves Simpsons.
Yeah, either way, thanks.
Legends, a great podcast.
Right,
thanks,
simple.
Homer. that is good. Next month is our episode 500.
Oh, shit. What day?
The 29th. Tuesday, the 29th of October.
It's when our bass is due.
On that day.
Oh, I think so.
So we can do a going out of business episode.
Big bass. The big bass party.
It'd be fun. Yeah, so we've got to organise something for that. I was thinking potentially Halloween, something related to Halloween.
I mean, 500.
Yeah.
It feels like yesterday we started this thing. Jeez.
In some ways, but in other ways, absolutely not.
I look 72.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. If you've enjoyed the show, leave an Apple Podcast review. Also, if you're looking for a podcast app, Pocket Casts, my favorite app. I was using Swoot for a bit. If you're listening on Swoot, I think they dropped the ball.
Pocket Casts, you've got to pay for it, right?
It's free now.
It's free now?
They've just made it free.
Why do
they
do that?
That's why I bring it up. What? Why do they do that?
Why would you do that? Because
they're like, no. It's like the freemium model. So there's a paid version now where it's like a subscription and that will get you, you can put your own files, which I don't completely understand the use case for that. But Pocket Cast, everything that I've loved with Pocket Cast, you can now get for free. And the great thing is they were an Australian business. They were bought by Overcast Cheeky Bastards doing a little ad.
I just searched them in the App Store and it comes up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get it. Pocket Cast.
But Pocket Cast started in, I think, by an Adelaide business, Mason, bought by maybe NPR. Is that right? Am I talking shit?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was by an app developer in Adelaide and then NPR in the US bought them. And yeah, so they're by far the best app. What I love about them, and I know we're telling you to leave an Apple Podcast review because that's like the way that the industry sort of does things.
It helps creators. Yeah.
The Pocket Cast app, you can create playlists and it's got very good like trim silence and speeding up shit and all that sort of thing.
Just optimized listening.
The other tip I was going to give on podcast listening, Rob Ward from Quadlock asked me for an app recommendation for if you wanted to find a specific episode of a podcast, and CastBox is great for that. So if we've got a guest coming on and I want to listen to previous episodes of podcasts I've been on, I go to CastBox, type in their name and you click episodes and you can see it. Whereas Apple Podcasts and Pocket Casts, it's a bit clunky. Mm. Anyway, there's some recommendations for you guys. Have a great rest of your day. That's Crazy T-shirts are not for sale, but from episode 500, we will be opening up a small merch page.
Yeah.
And so we're working on that as well.
Mate, I'd love to get the That's Crazy global. Get these T-shirts out across the world.
Yeah, there's definitely something that we could do. Maybe something outside of a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Other sort of...
And we might do a limited one of one T-shirt for Mr. 97, Always Express.
Always Express. Or also, there's heaps of them. What about a little bit of prompting?
There's so many good ones. Anyway. There you go.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Also, we're on Instagram too, at the Daily Talk Show, if you want to keep up to date. We put a bunch of snippets on there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow with Hi Josh from Sydney. Catch ya.
See you guys.